I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. It was a great day Sunday for 28-year-old Australian golfer Jason Day. He capped a wire-to-wire run at the top of the leaderboard to capture golf's unofficial fifth major, the Players' Championship in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
All the hard work that I've put into my game right now has paid off, but I've got to keep working hard to try and win as much as I can.
Day led the best golfers in the world by at least two shots the entire final round, played bogey-free again on the back nine at the TPC Sawgrass, and closed with a 1-under par 71 to win golf's richest tournament at 15-under par 273. Day pocketing $1.89 million and worth as much to him as his number one ranking.
This is exactly where I want to be, and I want to try and stay here as long as I can, while I can, because nothing beats this feeling.
Kevin Chappell was second, four shots back, but don't feel so bad for him. He's a winner, too, with a payday of $1.134 million. On the European Tour, it's Korea's Junheng Wong celebrating for a second straight week. This time, he took a one-shot victory over three other players in the Afro-Asia Bank Mauritius Open.
I cannot still believe that I won 2 weeks in a row, and I'm so excited right now. I got a big present now, so really happy.
Andy Murray is finally a winner at the Rome Masters, and the victory for the Scot is even sweeter because he beat world number one Novak Djokovic 6-3, 6-3 in the final.
Some of the best players of all time have won this event. There's very few years where there's been like a surprise winner almost. It's just mostly great players that have won this event, so I'm very proud to be on, have my name on the trophy, and yeah, I mean, to do it against Novak is nice.
We just don't focus much on doubles, but the Bryan twins, Mike and Bob, picked up their 112th ATP World Tour title together and their fourth in Rome, despite the fact that they finished their semifinal at 1 in the morning, went to bed at 2:30, and Mike says Bob kept him up until 4 a.m. with his snoring.
2:30, 2:45, you started snoring. We drank so much coffee last night for that late match that I was wired. So we came out a little slow. It was like a 12-hour turnaround, and we had a long match. So, yeah, these bodies, they don't turn around that quickly anymore.
80 days to go. There's a lot of buzz at the Rio Olympics. Literally, as mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus are posing a health threat to the more than 500,000 athletes and visitors ready to descend on Brazil. But infectious diseases expert Sanjaya Senanayake of the Australian National University says calling off the games at this point is unreasonable.
I think what it comes down to is there is a risk of taking Zika back to your own country, and people have to make an individual risk assessment.
The World Health Organization says travelers to the Olympic Games in Rio should take precautions against mosquitoes, and pregnant women should consult with their doctors. One woman in Rio will be five-time Olympic medalist Kim Rode, the American taking aim at a sixth shooting medal in skeet and trap.
I mean, shooting was something that was kind of like the Wild Wild West. It was something that kind of is in the fiber of our country. And my grandfather was a houndsman and grew up in Montana, and he basically brought all those hunting and tradition and outdoor heritages with him, at which time he taught my dad, and my mom and dad taught me.
The Oklahoma City Thunder stormed back to surprise the heavily favored defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors 108-102 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant with 26 points and 10 boards.
You know, we know on the road it's just, you know, it's us against the world, I feel. You know, just the guys on the bench versus everybody in the arena, so you know, I can't keep saying enough. We just got to keep playing, keep fighting.
The Cavaliers down the Raptors 115-84 in Game 1 of their series. Congrats to Sidney Crosby, the Pittsburgh Penguins captain, netting an overtime goal to even their NHL playoff series with the Tampa Bay Lightning at 1-1. The St. Louis Blues and the San Jose Sharks also even at one game each. The series winners skating for the Stanley Cup. thanks to all of our early Twitter followers at VOA Game Room. You're in the front seat for a great ride ahead. A big shout out to number 22 for the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes at Zach Boychuk. And by the way, that's the number I always used to wear. Soccer analyst at @Kelly_Connolly. Wimbledon Australian Open analyst Craig O'Shaughnessy at Brian Game Tennis. And at Danny Allen Walsh, Liverpool, Broncos, and San Francisco Giants fan. Hey, the Game Room is huge. Bring all your friends. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.